Mitra selected her landing spot and set the ship down carefully. The oppressiveness of the void was bearing down on her, but she did her best to ignore it.
"Come on, T3,
she said, unbuckling herself from the pilot's chair.
"Let's take a look around and see what we can find."
As she stepped off the shuttle, she felt like she had been punched in the gut. She doubled over, and T3 beeped in concern.
"I'm okay,"
she gasped, slowly straightening up. She had visited Malachor 5 years after the cataclysm of the mass shadow generator. Traversing its surface had been agony. Mentally, she had still sensed the anguish of all who had lost their lives there. Physically, the intense gravity of the world had held her in its crushing grip, leaving her gasping for breath. It had been the most awful and horrific experience of her life. Until now. On Malachor, she'd felt the echoes of unimaginable pain and suffering, but at least she felt something. Here on Nathema, there was only a cold emptiness. It was unnatural, abhorrent. On Malachor, she had felt the echo of great destruction. Here, there was only the unbearable void of annihilation. Her body reacted with a revulsion so strong, she felt physically ill. Her mind briefly tried to imagine what had happened to cause such an abomination, then recoiled from the answers. Her mind went blank and her body numb. She stood motionless for several minutes, or maybe it was several hours. Time had no meaning here. But the incessant squawking of T3 eventually roused her from her stupor. Drawing on the mental focusing technique she had learned as a Padawan, she forced herself to concentrate on something, anything besides the inescapable non-presence of the Force.
"You've come here to find Revan," she thought. "There has to be some clue as to where the Sith might have taken him." "We need to find some kind of archive," she said out loud. "Something that can tell us more about this world."
Her voice sounded hollow and washed out, but it was just one more unsettling detail of Nathema that she refused to dwell on. The lights on T3 blinked rapidly as the astromech quickly scanned his memory circuits. A few seconds later, he beeped excitedly and took off down the street. Mitra followed him, her long legs allowing her to quickly catch up to and keep pace with the droid. The brisk walk made her feel more normal. Physical activity seemed to help keep Nathema's oppressive emptiness at bay. The droid led her to the entrance of what appeared to be some kind of official government building. On the outside were characters she couldn't read. In the Republic, all government businesses were conducted in BASIC, and while it was likely the inhabitants of Nathema had been familiar with BASIC, the lingua franca of interstellar trade was known to virtually every spacefaring species in the galaxy, they had obviously marked their building in a native tongue.